House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs from the Trump administration.
The announcement has caused a lot of confusion and uncertainty.
Individual assistance, that includes Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Democrats are livid. Washington State's Patty Murray is vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
This illegal move is a massive overreach by the Trump administration. The American people did not vote for this kind of senseless chaos.
Several senators and state officials say the online portals used to access the Medicaid health insurance program for low-income families have been blocked. Oklahoma schools are getting behind President Trump's immigration crackdown.
State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has ordered Oklahoma schools to require proof of a child's citizenship or immigration status. Immigration lawyer Lorena Rivas says her clients are worried.
I've been reminding them that their children, whether they're documented or undocumented, have a right to education here established by the Supreme Court.
The proposed law wouldn't stop students without legal status from attending schools, but would require districts to keep records. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Tulsa.
In Columbia. Applause as two Colombian Air Force planes carrying people deported from the U.S. arrived in Bogota. The U.S. and Colombia had threatened each other with tariffs before they reached a deal on those deportation flights. ICE agents are conducting raids in more cities. CBS New York reporter Christina Phan says at least one person was arrested in the Bronx.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was on hand for the operation, posting a video on X and writing that we are doing this right, doing exactly what President Trump promised the American people, making our streets safe.
The House Oversight Committee wants the mayors of New York, Chicago, and Boston to testify before Congress about their city's sanctuary status. A rebound on Wall Street today after tech stocks took it on the chin after that DeepSeek situation yesterday. NASDAQ's up 384. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The wind advisory runs through early this evening. Like yesterday, the National Weather Service is warning about 20 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts up to 50. We did top out near 50 yesterday. There's more Wisconsin in Washington as of today. Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman and Fox News contributor, was confirmed as the new Secretary of Transportation by the U.S. Senate. There's a lot of buzz, but not a lot is known yet other than Microsoft is coming to Kenosha County. In a joint statement announced by city, county, and business leaders yesterday, Microsoft revealed it's buying 240 acres of land in Kenosha County for a data center. It adds on to its existing project in Racine County. The proposed site is near the Mars Cheese Castle. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believed get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday. High upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
On WRJN. Be sure to be listening 30, 35 minutes from now. It's going to be your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. Did you listen to Dan Marcus this morning? He played a clip from Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. You're going to want to remember what Peter Noon had to say. It'll be your chance to win coming up a little bit later this hour on WRJN.
Venus. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school sports. WRJN. Hey, Dick Graceffa.
Hey, Kurt. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing very well. Dick has got high school basketball action for us tonight. And you're, what, a little more than halfway through the season, right?
A little bit. About halfway through the season. You know, February will be loaded with basketball games coming up.
And what do you have for us tonight?
Okay, so tonight, what's on the line is the Metro Classic Conference. First place is on the line between St. Catharines and Racine Lutheran. St. Catharines, with a win tonight, can tie Lutheran for first place.
Wow.
Because that's St. Catharines' only loss of the season in conference was first conference game of the year they played Crusaders and lost in overtime. So they're looking for revenge tonight at home. But if the Crusaders are victorious, they'll pretty much put a stronghold on winning the conference because they'll have a two-game advantage over anybody else.
Is Racine, they're still undefeated, Racine Lutheran?
No, they lost last week to the game we covered against Racine. It was a non-conference game,
The
Racine Park. So still, you know, being 14-1, that's a pretty good record overall.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing to sneeze at there.
No. And I mean, in St. Catharines, they're 11-3. So it should be a really good ball game tonight.
Physical?
Not these two teams. These two teams are more polished is the way I would say it, in the way they play. Lutheran plays very good team ball. They're not worried about, hey, I got to score my 20 points. They're all about they want to win, where St. Catharines features one of their players. He's averaging, and this is no exaggeration, he's averaging over 30 points a game.
Wow.
So he's their go-to guy, but he's a distributor too. If somebody's open, he'll give up the ball.
Yeah, and it sounds like Racine Lutheran then, they're you know, they spread the ball around a bit, huh?
Very, very good. Of the 10 teams that I cover, they're by far one of the best for playing team ball. Again, they don't worry about, I got to get my 20 points. They're more about, they want to win.
So I would imagine pretty hard to pick a team for tonight then, huh?
Yeah, it should be a close game, could go either way. So I'm not gonna go on air and pick a team.
All right, broadcast details for us, please.
Okay, we'll pregame at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
All right, Racine Lutheran at St. Catharines. Dick, have a good call tonight. All right, you bet. Dick Graceffa, high school sports tonight on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a run around sewer. From a runner out to a pit out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know, what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, mostly clear tonight, a low of 31. Tomorrow, sunshine and 40. Thursday could get up to about 47.
Lalinda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, dad too.
Radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Continuing the windy trend from yesterday, the National Weather Service has another wind advisory today. It runs through early this evening with sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts up to 50. The advisory warns drivers of high-profile vehicles. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine residents are getting together tonight to talk about safety. At 6 tonight, there's a meeting of the Racine Neighborhood Watch, Inc. It's a gathering of the Northside Neighborhood Alliance at the Robert Quintanilla Cop House. The organization does welcome everyone, regardless of where they live in the city. State employment numbers hit new record highs to close out 2024. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin's employment numbers hit new record highs in December. The Department of Workforce Development says over 3,075,000 people were working at the end of 2024. That's an increase of about 32,000 over December of 2023. Unemployment numbers slightly increased from 2.9% in November to 3% in December, but are still well below the national average of 4.1%.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and his tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, we've been talking about it, and now here it is, your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, Friday, February 28th. Now, You need to have listened to Dan Marcus this morning at about 10:45. He played a clip from Peter Noon, lead singer of Herman's Hermits. I want to know, what did Peter ask Elvis Presley? That's what I want to know. What did Peter ask Elvis Presley? If you know the answer to that, give me a call at 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. First person who can tell me that will win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. Again, the number 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. Good luck.
Come and you go. goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt's the current thing, Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, if you did not get in this time to win those tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association, don't fret. We're going to have more tickets to give away tomorrow, more tickets on Thursday, and who knows, maybe we'll even extend it a little bit. So if you didn't win this time, no worries. Just listen to Dan Marcus tomorrow morning at 10:45. He's going to play another clip from Peter Noon. You're going to have to remember that. And then call me tomorrow afternoon to win tickets on WRJN. Good luck.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Take time.